In our series, Learn German with Radio Deutsche Welle.
Lern Deutsch bei der Deutschen Welle.
You can now hear
Deutsch, warum nicht?
German, why not? A radio language course by Herod Meser.
Liebe Hörerinnen und Hörer.
Hello and welcome back. Today you can hear lesson 3, Hotel Europa, Hotel Europa. If you remember, we tried out a few experiments in the last program to make you aware of the various techniques you can use to help you understand a new language. As a reminder, here's an example from the last lesson. Listen to the following extract and think of all the things you associate with the sounds.
Eine Vorlage geben, dann abgespielt zu Breme. Breme, was macht er? Tor! Tor! 2:0 durch Breme! Tor! Welteintor! Ein italienisches Tor!
That, of course, was a scene from a football match. You can also guess where the scene took place, that one of the words you heard probably means goal, and that the cheering was in response to a goal being scored. To help your comprehension of a new language, you can also listen out for words you may know from English or French or another language. Listen to the next example and see if you can recognize any words which will help you to guess the subject matter or theme, in German, Thema.
Thema unserer heutigen Sendung ist eine Reportage über Studenten, die Philosophie und Medizin studieren.
The subject under discussion is a report, in German Reportage, about students, Studenten, who are studying, studieren, philosophy, Philosophie, and Medizin, Medizin. Today we'd like you to use a technique you learned in the last lesson. Whenever you hear a voice, you can make certain assumptions about the speaker. Now we're going to introduce you to the characters involved in this language course. You already know Andreas. Listen to his voice. What sort of person is he?
Menschen. Der Mensch. Wie ist der Mensch?
That was Andreas. He's a young man, about 25 years of age. Perhaps his voice reminds you of someone you know and like. Now Andreas will be introduced to you in the polite form of address, Mr. or Herr, and then by his first name and his surname.
Das ist Herr Schäfer. Andreas Schäfer.
Another character in the language course is Dr. Thurmann. Listen to the following scene. What does it tell you about Dr. Thurmann?
Ach, Frau Müller. Wie geht's denn?
Danke, gut.
Wie? Was sagen Sie?
Mir geht es gut. Danke.
Dr. Thurmann is older than Andreas, as you could probably tell. He also speaks loudly because he's hard of hearing. What else can you assume from his voice? Do you think he's a warm-hearted person? Well, that's something you'll find out during this course. And now Dr. Thurmann will be introduced by his title and his surname.
Das ist Herr Dr. Thürmann.
And now here's the third character in the language course. Listen carefully.
Die Gedanken sind frei. Wer kann sie erraten? Sie fliegen vorbei. Wie nächtliche Schatten.
That was a woman's voice. The woman is about 40 years old, and she enjoys singing. She'll be introduced to you now, first as Mrs., Frau, and then by her first name and her surname.
Das ist Frau Berger. Lisa Berger.
Listen to the voice of the next character.
Ach nein, schon wieder so ein Zimmer. So ein Mist.
As you could probably tell from the tone of her voice, the woman is annoyed about something. Now she'll be introduced by her first name and her surname.
Das ist Hannah. Hannah Klaasen.
And then there's one other character. Well, she's not exactly a person. Andreas is the only person who knows who she is. Listen to the voice and try to think what it reminds you of.
Hallo! Hallo! Da bin ich!
Does it remind you, perhaps, of a computer voice? Could it be the voice of a genie? Or of an elf? Well, let's just say she's an imaginary figure. She can speak and understand German. And although she's invisible, her voice can be heard loud and clear. Of course, this is a situation she enjoys taking advantage of, much to Andreas's dismay. How did she meet Andreas? Well, that's another story, and we'll tell you more about that in Lesson 8. At this point, let it suffice to say that she's called X, which in Latin means out of. It's a name Andreas thought up. So now you're familiar with all the main characters in the story.
Ich und Andreas und Frau Berger und Hannah und Dr. Türmann.
If you listen to the next two scenes, you'll find out where the story takes place. You may have heard the first scene in the last lesson. A man, Dr. Türmann, hails a taxi. Where does he want to go?
Hallo! Taxi!
Guten Tag.
Guten Tag. Hotel Europa, bitte.
Hotel Europa. Okay.
Dr. Türmann asks the taxi driver to take him to a hotel, the Hotel Europa. And now for the second scene, a telephone conversation between Andreas and Dr. Türmann. Where does this scene take place? Listen carefully to what Andreas says.
Rezeption, guten Abend.
Wer ist da?
Rezeption, Hotel Europa.
Wer? Wie bitte?
Hotel Europa, Rezeption.
Andreas is in a hotel. He picks up the phone and says, Rezeption, reception. The language course takes place at the Hotel Europa, where Andreas works as a porter. Frau Berger is the hotel manageress. Hannah is the chambermaid. Today you've learned some new expressions, which we'll explain in a moment after the melody. In today's lesson, we introduced you to the main characters in the language course. When you want to introduce someone in German, you say, Das ist. This is.
Das ist. Das ist.
And then you say the person's name. There are several different ways of introducing someone. If you're among friends, you just say the person's first name.
Das ist Andreas. Das ist Hannah.
Or you can introduce someone by their full name. That is, by their first name and their surname.
Das ist Andreas Schäfer. Das ist Hannah Klaasen.
Or you can introduce someone by their surname. If it's a man, you say Herr. And if it's a woman, you say Frau.
Das ist Herr Schäfer. Das ist Frau Berger.
Some people prefer to be called by their title, which makes the introduction more formal.
Das ist Herr Dr. Thürmann.
Finally, for today, listen to the conversation between Andreas and Dr. Thürmann in the hotel once again. As you're listening, try to find the answers to these questions. Where does the scene take place? What sort of conversation is it? Who is talking to whom? And what are they saying?
Rezeption, guten Abend.
Wer ist da?
Rezeption, Hotel Europa.
Wer? Wie bitte?
Hotel Europa, Rezeption.
To find out what Dr. Thürmann wants from Andreas, join us in the next program. Until then, goodbye for now.
Bis bald. Auf Wiederhören.
You've been listening to our language course, Deutsch, warum nicht? A production of Radio Deutsche Welle in cooperation with the Goethe-Institut in Munich.